Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So Evan Roberts and the afternoon guys, that Evan Tiki and Sean Marash, they do a segment. It's called Posted and Toasted, I believe, where they go back and said, you know, who is the person who tweeted this from many years ago? So it was an Al Dukes tweet from many years ago during this segment that said that someone threw a piece of toilet paper or paper towel into the urinal and how disgusting that was. You know, you don't wipe yourself after you pee, or you don't throw something like that in the urinal. Someone has to clean it up, whatever the original tweet was. And then Evan admitted that it was him, and we have gone on and on about how strange it is to be patting yourself and what the hell is he doing, and explained. And yesterday, all of us agreed that that was very bizarre, right? Like, all of us patting yourself after you pee, and then no matter how you dispose of it, very, very strange. All of us, right? There wasn't anybody that disagreed with that, was there?
No, I think the biggest thing was, no one disagreed with that, but I think the biggest thing was throwing the thing in the urinal and then running over to grab it, and the whole process seemed nuts.
All right, I bring you to May 9th, 2011.
Who the hell dug this up?
A listener. May 9th, 2011. One of the two men at the center of this controversy, Al Dukes, tweets, "There should be toilet paper near urinals. Sometimes a shake is not enough. Women dab themselves. Men should too. Your thoughts?" Unbelievable!
I do not recall this.
And this guy, Mark Wemplotsky, tweets us and he goes, "Was Al Dukes a former penis patting apologist?" Unbelievable!
Wow. This could be fake news. I don't know if this was created in a lab, this photoshopped. I don't know what goes on around here.
Damn.
That is true. Well, I mean, CeeLo would have to tell me for sure, because I did not see this tweet. He did, so he was like tagged in it, and then CeeLo gave me a screenshot of it. So I have to actually see the full thing. But that is unbelievable. At one point in Al's life, he believed that dabbing the Schween was the way to go.
You know, now that you mention it, when you say how it was sent to CeeLo, I think I was attached to that too, but I thought the guy was just, I didn't click on it. I thought the guy was just being a jerk to Al, so I ignored it.
No, this is, he was bringing up a point. I mean, full circle.
Wow.
I mean, and the fact that it was today that this came up, when we've been talking about a comment that Aaron Rodgers may or may not have made to a reporter from 11 years ago. And here we are now, 13 years ago, talking about an Al Dukes penis pat tweet that is disputing his 2024 opinion on it.
Evan's got ammo.
He does.
He does.
And I don't like that. But
he's got a defense. He's got a defense.
Is it a real tweet, Al?
I'm trying to find it, but I will tell you this. I have a lot of tweets that reference penis. I'll tell you that.
Or urinals.
Yeah, because I'm screening. I mean, I'm just, like, scrolling through them.
I will tell you, G, I've got it. That 100% looks real.
Okay. All right.
No.
Yeah, and by the way, it's not, I don't think penis is in the tweet. It's what's in your tweet is, if you put women and dab, if you search that, then I think that it will come up.
And it's written in his style. I could hear Al's voice in that.
Yeah. Women dab themselves.
There it is. Yeah. That is an official tweet.
And that's like right when you joined Twitter, too.
I think I joined in, I guess you're
right around there, 10, 11, right?
Yeah. Yep. 11.
That might have been one of your first tweets, Al.
Could be, Jerry.
Wow.
I probably had to create a whole account just to get that out there.
Women dab themselves. Men should, too. Your thoughts. There should be toilet
and
paper.
That,
your
that is some super sleuthing by whoever dug that up.
Yeah, I mean, I...
Because he tweets a lot about urinals and penis and peeing and this and that.
Right, and there's so... And we've been referring to this as penis padding. So it's not like someone did a search on penis padding, because that's not in Al's tweet. So, like, this person probably remembered that from all those right. years ago.
I feel like, you know, this happens, and I understand politicians. Like, they'll be have one thing about how they feel about immigration, and then a couple years later they change
yeah.
their tune. They're like, well, what about this video? This is how I feel like I'm being treated.
Right, the smear campaign yeah. ads.
Like back in 2012, this guy voted against abortion rights, but now he's voting for abortion rights.
Well, Al has changed his mind, clearly. Right. And that's okay.
But I don't ever remember having this thought.
That's scary. That is scary.
Years man. Of getting up at 2:30 in the morning will do that to you.
Yeah, well, that and just maturing, you know, is what
that's
you,
true.
Which he has done. I mean, maybe, you know, all those years ago, he was probably thinking like Evan Roberts.
Pre-steady girlfriends. Like, now he doesn't care if he gets a little dribble in there.
Right.
Yeah. Right. This is like blowing your mind.
It is. Like, I don't recall this at all.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure if we went back, I mean, I joined Twitter in 2011 as well. I'm sure if I went back to some of those original tweets, I would be equally as miffed.
If I may share something in the same topic.
Yeah, yeah.
I do have issues at the urinal when wearing shorts in the summer.
Oh, really?
That occasionally a drop will get on my leg.
Down your leg?
Well,
wow.
on the short.
Oh, on it. Okay. Yeah. You can see through it?
Yeah, because I can't, you know, with jeans, it's very easy
mm-hmm.
for separation. The shorts, for whatever reason, I like have to do like a whole bending and tucking
and
of the
bunch up,
yeah, bunching up yeah, of yeah. the shorts. Like, I don't like it.
All right. I mean, but that makes more sense to me, you know, that you'd have an issue like that. Particular short, summer, different material. I mean, Evan, on the other hand, is a man who wears basketball shorts under his pants.
Yeah.
So how is that urine? I mean, is it flowing like the Amazon? You know, is it like, wow.
Now, you would think he's got plenty of protection from that.
Yes, he does. He's got multiple layers.
Yeah.
So, anyway, but this has been...
This is mind-blowing.
This is totally mind-blowing. Absolutely mind-blowing.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.